Well, New South Wales is still wrangling its outbreak of the Delta strain of COVID, but a feared surge in cases has not materialised yet. So there are raised hopes that Sydney's two-week lockdown won't need to be extended. A new case in the city is causing some worry, though. A nursing student who works across two Sydney hospitals has tested positive. And an outbreak of the strain linked with a Northern Territory mine is posing more headaches across state borders. Gavin Coote reports.
The New South Wales Premier had been readying the population for a potential surge in COVID-19 cases. But with new infections relatively steady at 22, Gladys Berejiklian is now willing to express optimism.
To date, our fears about our huge escalation haven't materialised, and we certainly want to keep it that way.
But a new case not included in the latest count, a 24-year-old student nurse, has put two of Sydney's hospitals on high alert. The woman had worked at the Fairfield and Royal North Shore hospitals whilst infectious, and someone in her household has also tested positive. The wards she worked in have been locked down. Her contacts within the hospital have so far tested negative, and patients have been discharged. With 68,000 people in New South Wales rolling up to get tested and a stabilisation in infection numbers, Gladys Berejiklian is hinting the lockdown may only need to run for the fortnight.
So what's really important is for all of us to keep doing the right thing, because if we keep doing the right thing, everything we hope to achieve can be achieved in the timeframe that we've discussed.
University of Melbourne epidemiologist Nancy Baxter is also surprised about the Sydney numbers.
I mean, for each of the individuals affected, it is not good news, but the overall numbers really aren't that high. And the amount of testing is in Sydney is really phenomenal. So I do think that, you know, this is going to get under control. Hopefully it's going to get under control enough so that they can release lockdown after 2 weeks. I don't know for sure about that, but things are looking pretty good for Sydney. So I think that's something your listeners can take hope with.
Outside of the state, another population centre has joined the 12 million Australians already in lockdown. Alice Springs is now caught up in the growing cluster relating to a mine in the Tanami Desert, more than 500 kilometres northwest of the central Australian city. An Adelaide man who worked at the mine has tested positive, and he'd spent several hours at the Alice Springs airport on Friday. Northern Territory's Chief Minister, Michael Gunner, says there's no room for risk in this region.
We are still in a dangerous period. The Territory is still under threat. So long as that threat is there, we will do whatever it takes to keep the Territory and you safe.
That threat could spell tragedy for the NT's Aboriginal communities if the virus made it there. Dr. Hugh Heggie is the Territory's Chief Health Officer.
Specifically, I wish to reach out to the Aboriginal people in Alice Springs. And I'll say this carefully. Iyenga Kapatakamara, Nankara, Alagan, and Bladaritch, Yorpanja, and Mungana, Alagan, please stay where you are. There will be food, there will be assistance. We're working closely with Congress and the Tanajira Council to make sure you're safe.
The lockdown in Alice Springs will go for at least 3 days, and epidemiologist Nancy Baxter thinks it's the right decision.
But that likely reflects the fact that this exposure would have happened on the 25th. So if somebody was positive from that exposure, there's a lot of opportunity for them to spread it around the community between the 25th and now. And also the nature of Alice Springs and how remote some of the populations are.
Some of those outlying communities around Alice Springs are included in this lockdown. Is that just an abundance of caution, or is there a real concern that this could get into some of the more remote communities?
Well, I think there's absolutely a concern, because when you think of the potential harm that could be caused those communities, you know, there's potential harm everywhere, but there's even more so there, where there are, you know, limited access to medical care and testing and all of the things we kind of take for granted in a major metropolitan center. So, you know, I think this is a very cautious approach, but I can understand, given the community they're serving, given the time that's expired since the exposure, I can understand why they're being cautious.
Even though the mine worker has returned to Adelaide, where four of his family members have also tested positive, South Australia has been spared from a lockdown for now, with the Premier, Stephen Marshall, arguing the threat is low.
Gavin Coote with that report.